Once again, the maze was the focal point of a troubled peace process.
That's all anyone ever bangs on about.
We lived on the edge back then. We were young, wild, fearless.
And that, of course, was the trailer for Series 3 of Derry Girls. The final hour-long Derry Girls, of course, aired last night on Channel 4. Creator and writer Lisa McGee rounded out each character for one last hurrah against a backdrop once again of the Troubles and the vote on the Good Friday Agreement. As throughout this third series, there are laughs aplenty from the girls, the wee English lad and their families, and again, some surprising guest appearances. Pauline Moore, one of the hosts of the Talking Derry Girls podcast, is on the line. Hello, Pauline.
Good morning, Mary. How are you?
Now, of course, the series ended on Tuesday night with the final episode, the final half-hour episode. Yeah. It ended very sadly with Claire's dad's death. But then we had the hour-long last night, the hour-long special. Did Lisa McGee pull it off? Did she pull off the perfect ending?
I think she did. I think without any doubt, and Dave Stephen, you know, looking at the Twitter feeds and things last night, just as it finished, I think people who were a bit worried with the ending very end of the series with the funeral were a bit concerned, where could it go? But she did lift it. I think it just was a perfect end and brought it all together. And having that space of a year as well, just to, you know, coming up to the Good Friday Agreement, a time of change, first time that they all got to vote, the girls. So, you know, I think it was, I think she did. She did. Yeah. She pulled it off perfectly.
It was an amazing balancing act between the funny and the serious and the backdrop of the vote on the Good Friday Agreement. Pat Stacey in The Independent this morning said that last night's special was full of gems. What were the gems for you?
Oh, gosh. I think probably just even right from the opening, just that sort of flash to all bits from all the different programmes, just that over the music and Orla going into the Guildhall, and a place I know really well from working, you know, in radio there, and covering council meetings and things, and dancing around and getting your vote. I think that just set the tone for the whole thing. There are gems for me as well, like, you know, this will change our lives, the whole Good Friday Agreement, and you see Ma Mary, the thing that's going to change her life is a new microwave oven. So it's that sort of play of the domestic and the big questions being asked, and also just the whole for a focus on falling out and disagreement, and a sort of more serious Michelle that we saw, that we, because she has a, she we discovered has a brother who, you know, will be released from prison as a part of the Good Friday Agreement. So there was disagreements, there was compromise, there was making up again. So I think just the whole thing just came together so well.
Yeah, Claire, of course, had moved away. Now, we know Nicola Coughlan was filming Bridgerton, I think, during the last series. So she'd moved away to Strabane,
where it's only 20 minutes in a bus, but the traffic's okay.
And what about the guest appearances? I think it's fair enough now on the spoilers. People like Ardal O'Hanlon, Liam Neeson once again, and of course the biggie at the end.
And the biggie at the end, yes. Well, that was a surprise, and I think that was just that sort of gasp out moment, same as we had at the very, you know, the very first one with Liam Neeson. But just to have Chelsea Clinton reading the letter that never got posted, so, and that sort of reflects, I think, Lisa's real life as well, because she told us about having been obsessed, her and her friends obsessed with Chelsea Clinton, and they wrote a letter, but it was never posted. So just that beautiful end, and also taking it to the next generation in a way, because it was Chelsea Clinton's dad, President Bill Clinton, that ended series two, and then you have Chelsea ending the whole series and going out on that letter and reading it,
and those lovely final words from Joe, the granddad, Ian McElhinney, if it does work, when he's talking to Ian about the agreement and the vote, if all this becomes a ghost story.
That's right. I want you to tell your children. And the way that he has always nursed the little girl, Anna, the baby that was always usually passed around. And she's now a little girl, and them skipping out at the Guildhall at the end. I thought that was just a beautiful moment of showing the different generations, which this programme has been so good at doing as well.
Pauline, for you and your podcast, your fellow podcasters, it was a big moment on Tuesday night as well. You made an appearance.
Oh, yes. Yes, we did. We have been waiting for this. We are right, and it's just right at when the fades to black and goes to the credits, you'll see three figures just appearing, and that's us. That's the Talking with Derry Girls. We had a fantastic day on the set being extras, and it was such a privilege and delight to be asked to do it.
Two Derry Girls.
So we'll be talking about that in the podcast very soon.
All right. Listen, Pauline, great to talk to you. I think like Fawlty Towers and Father Ted, this is going to be repeated over and over and over again. That's Pauline Moore.